Senate Democrats will attempt to formally condemn President Trump's pardons for those convicted of assaulting police officers during the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. According to CBS News, nearly every Democrat had signed on to a resolution they'll attempt to pass Monday, January 27th. The resolution states, "Resolved, that the Senate disapproves of any pardons for individuals who were found guilty of assaulting Capitol police officers." The resolution is, however, unlikely to be approved because it's being brought forward as a unanimous consent agreement, meaning every single senator has to support it. It only takes one single member to say they object for the resolution to be shot down. Multiple Republicans have said they support President Trump's pardons, so they will likely oppose the resolution on the floor. 100% I'm for them. Pardon every one of them. They've been there long enough, Senator Tommy Tuberville said when the pardons were announced. While some Republicans said the president made the right call, some say the pardons for those who assaulted police were a mistake. Pardoning the people who went into the Capitol and beat up a police officer violently, I think, was a mistake, because it seems to suggest that's an okay thing to do, Senator Lindsey Graham told NBC's Meet the Press. I do not support the pardons if they were given to people who committed violent crimes, including assaulting police officers or breaking windows to get into the Capitol or other violent acts, Senator Susan Collins told reporters when the pardons were granted. President Trump granted full and unconditional pardons to more than 1,500 individuals convicted of offenses related to the 2021 riot. According to the Justice Department, approximately 600 of them were charged with assaulting or resisting officers.